This morning, we huddled around a computer monitor, transfixed by an image on YouTube.
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as...
No, it wasn't Miss South Carolina during the Miss Teen USA pageant. That was so last summer.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
And it wasn't that enraged Britney Spears fan. I'm not sure what to make of him.
Where two people were injured, Michelle, and the weather made the rescue work all that much more...
And it wasn't the minivan crashing into a Chicago television studio. That was earlier this week. Now, this was something completely new and utterly un-American. The Queen was on YouTube.
Her Majesty the Queen sends a Christmas message to her people throughout the Commonwealth.
The internet is a new medium for the Christmas message from Buckingham Palace, a 75-year-old tradition, not much for folks whose bloodlines stretch back to Charlemagne, perhaps, but downright venerable when it comes to electronic media. In 1932, King George V made the first Christmas Day broadcast by a British monarch. It was on radio. In that time of worldwide economic crisis, the king said, "The work to which we are all equally bound is to arrive at a reasoned tranquility within our borders, to regain prosperity without self-seeking, and to carry with us those whom the burden of past years has disheartened or overborne." Not bad. Imagine how novel it was for the king's subjects to actually hear his voice. And in 1957, his granddaughter, Elizabeth II, who was then 31 years old, took that Christmas Day speech on the wireless, that's radio for the uninitiated, and she put it on television for the first time.
"I hope that 1958 may bring you God's blessing and all the things you long for. And so I wish you all, young and old, wherever you may be, all the fun and enjoyment and the peace of a very happy Christmas."
So YouTube, where you can now watch the Royal Channel, was probably inevitable. Here's some of what the Queen said today.
"And I pray that all of you who are missing those who are dear to you will find strength and comfort in your families and friends. A familiar introduction to an annual Christmas carol service contains the words, 'Because this would most rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved.' Wherever these words find you, and in whatever circumstances, I want to wish you all a blessed Christmas."
An excerpt from Queen Elizabeth's Christmas Day message, 2007. We look forward to the Christmas Day when the British monarch's holiday greetings will go straight to cell phones all around the world.